This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. We also call this hour and a half
Learning University,
which is on the air. We're here every Friday with Learning University, Trivia Friday, on American Family Radio. We spend Monday through Friday talking about the end of the world, and then on Friday, we just act like we don't care. So everybody throw your hands in the air. I feel like I need to say that right now at this point. But anyway, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, and so we've got 25 more minutes here of learning to go, and we need to go back to our caller, right?
Yes, Brett from Louisiana is waiting to ask us his question. Brett, thanks for hanging in. What's your question for us?
All right, and right before my question, I was going to let you know J.J. was on to something earlier about the Lazy Susan and Ben Franklin, but what happened was after Susan saw her brother get struck with that lightning, she said, "No way." He said, "Well, you're just lazy."
Now get out there with that kite.
I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just kidding.
Well, Brad will be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
I always thought this was an awesome trivia, so I'm going to ask you, I guess it's kind of a two-part question, but and throw out two hints also. He achieved this in 3 years with no three-point line, but who scored the most points in college basketball?
Pete Maravich.
And what was his points per game?
Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete Maravich, and he played 3 years at LSU.
That's right.
He averaged. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
No, he averaged 40.
44.
44, right, Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to say 44.
With his baggy socks and long bangs.
Yeah.
Did we get the average right? 43, 44.
That's correct. That's correct. I love basketball, and I've always been fascinated by that stat.
Did you ever see Pistol Pete? How old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, you didn't see Pistol Pete play. And I just remember his tail end of his career in the pros. But I worked with some people who saw him play in person.
Not just his shooting, his ball handling, because his dad told
passing.
Him anybody can shoot, but if you get where you're a real good ball handler and you can assist, and so many times they never saw it coming because it'd be behind his back, between his legs.
It was amazing.
But to put this in perspective, though, I mean, for people, you watch basketball today, you have the three-point line.
Right.
Okay. As Brad just said, there was no three-point line.
So no matter where you shot from, it was 2 points.
Exactly. And you had no shot clock.
Yes.
So the other team could hold the ball as long as
they
wanted
true.
To.
That's true. I forgot about that. They played
and
four quarters.
So you, and to say that you could score 44 points in a college game with no shot clock and no three-point line.
It's your average.
To average, that's impossible.
Right.
That's just impossible.
Freak of nature.
You'll never see that, you know, one of those streaks like Jody Maggio's 56-game hitting streak will never be broke. That Pistol Pete Maravich's average will never be broke.
Yeah.
Hey, Brett.
And he was a Christian at the end of his life.
To add on to the trivia, do you know where he was and what he was doing when he passed away?
Yeah, he was actually with James Dobson. I've heard that testimony thing, and I ordered the tape, and I gave it to my dad because he idolized Pistol Pete. And I just was, you know, gave that to him as something to minister to him. But I thought it was phenomenal, so I ordered the taping and recording of that. But his testimony that he gave to focus on the family.
Well, Brett, thank you. Brother,
God bless
thank
you. Brother
thank
Brett.
You for hanging in. And, that's a great testimony of God's saving power. And
amen. Thanks, Brett. So. Hey, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We shall, for the final time this show, give our questions, repeat our questions. So go ahead, Ed.
All right. In the Marvel superhero films, there is a shadowy organization called S.H.I.E.L.D. What does S.H.I.E.L.D. stand for? Also, the Houston Astros just won the World Series. What were they previously known as? What was their name when they first came into the league? And I will add one because it's similar to the Houston Astros question. The Texas Rangers were previously known as what? What was their name before they became the Texas Rangers?
Here's what I've got. What is a female donkey called? That's question number one. Second one, the 13-year-old actor who played Charlie in Willy Wonka, That was his one and only movie role. He quit Hollywood and became a veterinarian in New York. Is that true or false? And then the third question, what Spanish explorer is credited with discovering the Mississippi River?
All right, I've got one question that hasn't been answered. What continent is home to half the world's people? That's number one. To add a question, what year was the Mustang first introduced by the Ford Motor Company?
Ooh, good question.
What year was the Mustang, which is still around today, first introduced by the Ford Motor Company? All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you want to watch the show live, you can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page, and you can comment there on the program as well. If you want to send us an email, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Ed is on the line. This is a little strange, but I have always thought that two Eds are better than one. So, Ed, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, that's hard to take, really. We're just going to sit here, JJ?
No.
I think you're not going to do anything about this?
That was wonderful.
Ed, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be here.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, Ed, Halloween was this week. I got to ask you, do you know why the skeleton didn't cross the road?
Because he had no guts.
He didn't have the guts. He did have the guts.
Ed obviously has little children or knows some kids.
That's right.
And you guys were talking about my joke being lame.
It's deteriorating.
Ask, answer, or do both, Ed.
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to answer the donkey one.
All right. Ed, what is a female donkey called?
It's called a Jenny.
Yes, sir.
Jenny. All right.
Can you give it to us? Can you give us the answer in your best Forrest Gump impersonation?
Jenny.
I don't know. I never watched Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Jenny.
Yeah, Jack is the Jenny. Is the boy and Jenny is the girl.
All really? Right. That's what they're called. So go out back and get the Jenny or get the Jack.
Jack and Jenny.
Jack and Jenny.
All right.
But nobody calls them. They call them by their names, wouldn't they?
I guess names you give them.
Yeah, it's the whatever biology name or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
What's your question for us, Ed?
Okay, this car is the most famous is one of the most famous competitors to the Chevy Corvette. What is its name?
Let us talk amongst ourselves. Ed, is it Ed?
Ed, yeah.
It's a competitor to the Corvette. That's what you said.
What do you mean by competitor in sales or speed or what?
It's if you see it in like some sort of professional racing competition, it's usually up against it, and there's usually people on the bleachers having big old debates against which one's going to win.
Kind of like a Chevy Ford competition. I think's what he's saying.
All right, so are we going to talk amongst ourselves?
Yeah.
What would it be, like the Stingray?
I was going to say. Is the Stingray?
That is Corvette.
Is that Corvette?
That is Corvette. Now, here's every time that Ford or Chevy would come up with something, the other would match it. You'd have the Pontiac Firebird. You have everybody's version of whatever.
So what's the...
The thing is with...
Would it be a Porsche?
No, I was going to say with the Corvette, it was in a league on its own except for you had the Ford T-Bird, which was, very... Like in that same
sporty car,
Mustang or the T-Bird would be my guess.
We don't know. We'll go with JJ.
We'll go with JJ, Ed.
Actually, it's neither of those. The T-Bird never had a competitor, and the Mustang, its competitor is the Chevy Camaro.
Right, that's right.
Okay.
The answer.
Yes, we're waiting.
Yes, we're waiting. Yeah.
Is the Dodge Viper.
The Viper.
Very fast car. Right. A lot of horsepower, very, very fast.
Yeah. Okay. Dodge Viper.
Yeah, Viper was
That's new. That just came on the scene.
By the way, in JJ's home state of Kentucky is where the Corvette Museum is.
Where they're made?
Not museum.
And where it's the museum. Corvette Museum. It's Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green.
And sadly, that's not too far from Mammoth Cave. They had a sinkhole, and a lot of those Corvettes fell into the hole.
Really?
And destroyed.
Serious? I read about something about
that. Yeah, and they were destroyed.
Wow. Well, all I know is the name Viper just gives me the chills. When I was a kid, I was babysitting my two younger sisters, and I got a phone call, and the guy said, "I am the Viper. I'll be at your house in 10 minutes. It scared me. It happened a couple of times. And then I heard a knock on the door, and I was, you know, afraid. And I said, "Who is it?" He said, "I'm the Viper, and I'm here to vipe your windows." So, you guys never heard that?
No.
Come on, Ed, you've heard that, haven't you?
I haven't.
No. No, I can't say that. I can't.
I'm the Viper. I'm here to vipe your windows.
I'm glad this is free.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
Glad this is free.
Hey, by the way, earlier we were getting some confusion on our nursery rhymes, I think.
Oh, we were?
My wife told me you and I were mixing up our nursery rhymes.
Yeah, because I was asking if that was the same.
Yeah. Ms. So Mary, Tuffet. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, and Little Miss Muffet.
Little Miss Muffet.
On her tuffet.
On her
tuffet. Sat on her tuffet.
Yeah.
Lazy woman.
I'm the one who was talking about a lazy refrigerator. Yeah, well, I could get it to circle around my tuffet while I'm watching sports.
She sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey. Anyway, I don't know. People didn't barbecue back then, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah, because if I'm going to get lazy on a Saturday and watch
college
barbecuing. Football,
I'm not eating curds and whey. Me either, Ed. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Barbecue some meat around here?
Unpatriotic, actually. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Louisiana. Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
And good morning to the University Learning professors. How are you today?
We're doing great.
Good, good.
Mark, thank you for calling, Mark.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Well, I believe that the continent with half the world's population would have to be Asia.
Yes, it would have to be Asia. You know, would you care to guess? I'll tell you what, if you answer this correctly, even though it's not the mystery question, I will send you a T-shirt, a free T-shirt. How about that,
Mark?
Mark, here's the question: What's the second most populated continent on the planet besides Asia?
You got a guess?
I am thinking that the second most populated
continent.
Continent is probably North America.
Actually, Africa.
Africa is?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, now listen to this. This is interesting. I didn't. Asia, which would include China, of course.
Right.
Also include India?
Oh, also almost a billion.
Yeah, you're talking about the two largest countries in the world right there together on one continent. But Asia has over 4.5 billion people.
Wow.
Okay. And Africa, which is the second most populated continent, only has 1.2 billion. So you can see, Asia just clearly the largest.
Well, you get China and India.
Europe, 740 million. North America, which would include Mexico, U.S., and Canada.
Right.
True? Doesn't that comprise North America?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about close to 600 million
people.
Wow.
So, Asia is by far the most populated.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, little long trivia there.
All right. Well, Mark, let's see.
Yeah.
Did you have a question for us?
Well, I did. I wanted to expand a minute. I was hoping to get the question about Max Baer because he was one of my favorites earlier on. His dad, but that's not my question, so I won't get off on that. My question is about country music. The country music stars, Roger Miller, Johnny Paycheck, and Willie Nelson. Whose band were they in early on in their career and got their start?
Okay, hold on. Let us talk amongst ourselves, Mark.
Mark. All right, hang on.
Now,
it was Willie and who and
Willie
who?
Willie Nelson.
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny
and
Paycheck.
Roger Miller, you said? You said Roger.
Roger Miller.
Right. Okay, so they were in a band.
They were in a band together?
They were.
Huh.
Now, I, you're talking about, guys, I don't know country music. You
well,
guys
those were all. As everybody
I've heard of them. I've heard of them.
Everybody knows who Willie Nelson is. Roger Miller,
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck.
I'm not going to mention the name of his most popular song. But
You know what? I don't know. Were they maybe in? I don't know.
Would it be maybe
in Johnny Cash's band or something? I don't know.
What about Hank Williams? Is that too far back?
Yeah, that's well. I don't. We don't know.
We don't know, Mark. You stumped us.
They were all members of the Cherokee Cowboys with Ray Price.
With Ray, which is another legendary.
Well,
name.
I'll be.
Yeah,
Cherokee before, Cowboys. Yeah. I never heard of that.
So that was before they. Any one of them were popular? Ray Price was popular. So was Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys?
That was his band, Cherokee Cowboys.
Okay.
Well, they were all musicians and writers.
Yeah. Wow.
Ray Price and
yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. And you have a good weekend, brother. All right. So I've never heard of Ray Price. I heard of the other three. So, and of course,
you never heard of Ray Price?
I never heard of Ray Price. Now, my dad had Hank Williams albums, and so I grew up listening to him and some of the others. But
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, back to Indiana, and Florence is on the line. Florence, welcome to Trivia Friday.
It's me talking to you.
All right. Well,
hey, Florence, thanks for calling. What part of Indiana you live in?
Logansport. It's kind of north.
Hey, Florence, I know that parts of Indiana and I think Arizona don't change their clocks. Is that the part of Indiana where you live where you don't set your clocks back this weekend?
Nope. No, we have to do that.
But isn't that correct? Part of Indiana stays the same?
I think around Chicago and down around Terre Haute, they stay the year round.
Right, okay. And then I think it does in Arizona as well.
But I wish we all did.
For the rest of us, we need to remember to fall back.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to do both, but they took Miss Muffet, Mary, and the Drone Bee, and Jenny the Donkey. And Max Bear's father.
Wow.
Now I'll have to just guess.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Hey, there's a true or false. That gave you a 50-50 chance.
You know, Florence, life isn't fair, you know, oftentimes, and that's what happens. I'm sorry to say.
You want to try JJ's true false question?
Yeah.
All right, here's the question. Peter Ostrom is a 13-year-old child actor who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That was his first and only movie appearance. He left show business after that movie and went on to become a veterinarian in New York. Florence, is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
It's 100% true.
Wow. He left show business?
He was a sixth grader. He got cast for that movie. It was wildly popular.
Yeah.
He was offered a 3-year movie deal for more movies. He walked away from show business. In fact, he wouldn't do interviews. He started dating the girl that he married. He didn't even tell her he was Charlie and Willy Wonka until they were going to meet his mother. And he said, "Oh, I need to tell you something." So he just sort of distanced himself from it. And he's just now kind of talking about it. He just didn't want to be known as that. He just didn't want to be an actor.
And he became a vet.
Became a vet in New York.
Doing what he loves to do.
Yeah.
Good for him. All right, Florence, what's your question for us?
What is the meaning of dysdidectrobia?
All right, say again, the meaning of what?
Dysdidectrophobia.
What's the meaning of it? Well, it's a phobia. We know that, right?
Yeah.
So
fear or something.
It's fear or something. What was the first part of that word again? We'll try to get that.
Dysdidectrophobia.
Okay. Well, that is
the fear of binge watching Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know. I'm trying to. I studied Latin, and I know that first part of that's Latin right there. And the second part, I think, is Greek, but I can't.
And then, but the part in the middle that's pig Latin is throwing me off.
I can't put them together. You know, they start blending in my mind. But we don't know.
You got us, Florence. Yeah. What is that the fear of?
13.
The fear of the number 13?
Yeah. Is it, okay. Some hotels don't have 13th floors, right?
Most of them don't.
Yeah, most of them don't.
Yeah. Hey,
and that was on an old record when I was about 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we bought an old Victrola, and that record was in it.
Well,
and
I'll be.
We just love to play it.
You bought an old what?
Victrola.
Victrola.
With a big horn, the big horn-shaped thing on the big platter.
Speaker.
Record player, and you got the big flower-looking
record. And a crank on it, you cranked it up.
Yeah, you cranked it up.
Like a car?
Well, I guess. It had a crank. Well, Florence, thank you so much for being on Trivia Friday with us, okay? And you have a blessed weekend.
Hey, were you named after Florence Nightingale?
What?
Were you named after Florence Nightingale?
No, I was named after my grandmother.
After your grandma.
Okay. Beautiful name.
Well, that's a very popular name from her
and
era.
And about 94 years ago.
90? You're 94?
Wow.
Wow. Well, you are very
sharp.
Well, hold
on. She may be She may be the most senior citizen to have ever called this show.
Maybe the most senior that I've ever heard.
You said about buying a Victrola.
Yeah.
We're going to, because of that, Florence, we're going to send you a mug and a T-shirt.
Wow.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
We'll need your address, so hold on.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay? And Cindy Roberts will come on, and she'll get your mailing address,
You
okay?
are one sharp cookie.
Yeah, for 94.
If cookies can be sharp, you're one sharp cookie for 94.
Well, I've been trying to get on for quite a while.
All right. Well, you succeeded.
I made it.
And we are happy you did.
She's been trying to get on since she was 84.
So I'm going to put you on hold, Florence, okay?
She said okay.
All right. She's.
Hey, listen, speaking of, we're out of time. We don't have time to take any more calls, but I may have told this before, but act like I didn't, if you've heard it before. But you remember you said most hotels don't have 13th floors
because
of bad luck? We were on vacation, my family, summer ago, and we're staying at a hotel. And this hotel room was across the hall from us.
Oh, 666. Who wants
it? Room 666. We were in like 668. So I took a picture of room 666.
Room 666.
You think they got a lot of people got up to that room and then just,
I ain't staying here. You're going to have to change that.
Take all your luggage up to the room.
And we got to give our answers
the sixth floor and then decide. And I'm not going to stay in room 666. Anyway, go ahead.
Houston Astros, what were they previously known as?
Colts, I think.
Yes, the Houston Colt 45s.
Colt. Yeah, Colt
Texas 47. Rangers, previously known as?
Texas Rangers were I don't know the answer.
Washington
to that.
Senators.
Okay.
SHIELD stands for Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division. That's
sure it does.
Okay.
Or so they say.
What Spanish explorer is credited with discovering
Hernando de Soto, right?
Exactly. And that's all I have left.
Hernando de Soto. That rhymes. That's
yes.
It.
Hernando de Soto.
Mustang first introduced what year?
1964. A year after the dean of this here university was born.
There you go.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Is it related? Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? All right, folks, thanks for listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You have a wonderful weekend, and we shall see you back here on Monday. Take care.